This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Carol Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, date of birth 10/18/1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Crowley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of hematuria, and new onset of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation in February of this year. Her last visit was June 26th of this year. Dr. Watson is her current cardiologist, and after she went into atrial fibrillation October 3rd, she did go into the ER, and then she had a 24-hour Holter monitor, and that did show that she was in atrial fib for about 6 hours out of the 24 hours. She did have some unusual readings of heart rate as low as 25, and I think the maximum heart rate was 113. She was on Cardizem sustained release, 120 milligram twice a day, but she was having significant side effects from the higher dose, and she has subsequently decreased it to 120 milligram once a day, and she's feeling much better. Her heart rate is ranging between 50 and 80 when checked, and she is not feeling any sensation of being in atrial fibrillation. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No current chest pain. Palpitations are improved now that she's on the low-dose Cardizem. She's also anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. She's due to see Dr. Watson in January again also. Urine is clear. She does have frequency and occasional incontinence. She also believes that she may have beginning to get a prolapsed bladder, and she is requesting a referral to a gynecological specialist also for further evaluation. She reports also her last echocardiogram was about a year ago, so I believe she needs an updated echocardiogram also. Medications, the new medications are the Cardizem sustained release, 120 milligram once a day, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. She's still on lisinopril 10 milligram daily. Also, her simvastatin was changed to Lipitor 10 milligram daily. Simvastatin does interact with Cardizem. And she would like to get off omeprazole and possibly switch to Pepcid, and that would be fine. That would be perfectly safe. Physical exam, weight is 153 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 69 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 118 over 48. Her neck is supple. She does have jugular venous distension today. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Most recent labs were done 12-12 of 23. Creatinine is 1.11 with estimated GFR of 51. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 10.2, phosphorus 3.6, albumin 4.2, hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, history of hematuria. And 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. After reviewing the records, the patient most likely needs a repeated echocardiogram done, and she may need to repeat the 24-hour Holter monitor now that she's on the correct dose of the Cardizem CD. If the heart rate actually did drop to 25, further evaluation will be needed for that low heart rate. And the patient will have a follow-up study with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.